When I heard about the Saints and Sinners LGBT Writing Conference in New Orleans, I knew it was for me. I had wanted to take a trip to the Crescent City, or the Big Easy, as it is also called, and was thinking about going to a writing conference. Then the postcard arrived in the mail, and I ended up as one of the featured readers. That's the way it was at the Saints and Sinners Conference. Things that were meant to happen came together. Call it chance or alchemy, maybe magic. The conference took place in two main locations just around the corner from each other in the Lower French Quarter. For me, after a week of seeing the sights and catching up with old friends, it was an excellent opportunity to sit in a master class, listen to the panelists, and write with the foghorn of a Mississippi steamer blowing softly in the background. In one session, I learned that Anne Bannon, who at age 70 describes herself as a genuine historical artifact, wrote the nation's second bestseller in 1957. Her lesbian pulp novel, Odd Girl Out, had a huge crossover readership. Who knew? Not even her, she told me before giving me a big hug at the closing reception. The celebrated British crime novelist Val McDermid, with both a mainstream and queer following, reminded us of the guts of writing. If we didn't write this stuff down, we'd be locked in a room with rubber walls. And later, adding in her British-influenced Scottish brogue, writers are cannibals. It was a conference where writers invoked other writers. Tennessee Williams, the French Quarter resident known for, among other things, a streetcar named Desire, was mentioned by many, including the celebrated gay poet Mark Doty. And Jewel Gomez read a poem by her black lesbian feminist contemporary, Cheryl Clarke, as a way of talking about the unsung lives in history. As I hooked up with old friends and new, I couldn't help but do a little dance in the middle of Royal Street, where Truman Capote once lived and wrote his first published novel, Other Voices, Other Rooms. This was the second year that the Saints and Sinners Writing Conference was held in the French Quarter, and this, as it